主让我们再次能够聚集在主的面前。
Praise the Lord that we are able to gather before Him.
我不知道有多少弟兄姐妹礼拜五看到流星雨。
I wonder how many brothers and sisters actually saw the the sky spectacle. Okay. Yeah. How many of us actually saw that the meteor shower?
有谁知道？不知道，根本就不知道。
Meteor shower.
所以主回来，我们也不会知道。
So none of us would. Most of us didn't know. Okay. So looks like if the Lord returns, none of us would know.
对。这个美国一个很有名的报纸叫 USA Today， 对吧
？This is a famous newspaper of the U.S. Today。
那这是十一月就是几号
？Friday, November 17th。
Yeah, 礼拜五的那个报纸。那么他就告诉我们有礼拜五晚上有这个很大的流星雨。
It was forecasting that there is a great meteor shower on Friday night.
那如果你没有看到的话，上网应该可以看得到。
If you haven't seen it, you can go online. I believe you'll be able to see.
这里还有，对，他整整用了两版来说这件，奇观。
So they talked about this sky spectacle.
嗯
，Yeah, with two pages.
每一次天上有这些稀奇的天象。
Every time, whenever there are signs in the sky,
那我就想到启示录的第六章。
I would think of Revelation chapter 6.
对不对？请你把启示录第六章打开来。
So please open Revelation chapter 6.
我们要看的就是第十二节，六章十二节。
Let's read Revelation 6:12.
揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血。然后十三节，天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
So Revelation 6:12 and 13. I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree casts its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind.
你读这段圣经的时候，也如果你读过。这个 Acts 就是使徒行传第二章的话，也有一段圣经跟这个很像的。
As you read this passage, you might be reminded of a similar passage in Acts.
这过去我常常讲的。
I actually often preached about it in the past.
对，你如果记得使徒行传第二章。
So Acts chapter 2.
在第十九节，二章十九节，对。
Acts 2:19.
这个他说，在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都是主大而明显的日子未到之前。
It says, and I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below.Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come.
所以这段圣经是彼得在五旬节那天讲到的时候他引用的那段经文。
This was a passage quoted by Peter who was talking, preaching on Pentecost.
因为那天圣灵降临。
Because that day, the Holy Spirit came down.
那大家都很惊奇，哎，这是怎么回事啊？
All were amazed at what happened.
那彼得就站起来说，这今天你们看见的这件事，是八百年前的一个先知叫约珥，他老早预言过了。
So Peter rose and said, what you see today, what you saw today, was something that was prophesied by a prophet 800 years ago, Joel.
那么在他的预言里头，他提到好几件重要的事，天上的兆头。
Joel's prophets mentioned several signs and wonders in the sky.
那他特别讲到太阳变黑，就是日食。
Especially that the sun turned darkness, which is solar eclipse.
然后说到月亮要变成血色，就是我们所谓的血月。
The moon will turn a red and blood, into bloody color, and that's what we call the bloody moons.
然后他讲，如果你看到这，他讲到好几个不同的兆头里头，他说。如果你看到这些事情，那么那个大而可畏的日子就近了，他就讲，很接近了。
So he actually says, if you see these signs, that was before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come.
对，所以我最近的，其实我从2014年就开始讲这一方面的事情。
So I actually started to talk about this series of things starting in 2014.
对吧？1415，我们在地球上，你可以看到四个血月。
So you remember back in 2014 and 15, we saw four bloody moons, moons in on the Earth.
那1415年的时候，你也看到日食。
In 2015, we also saw a solar eclipse.
但是没有发生在美国。
But it didn't happen in the United States.
等到今年。
This year.
8月21号，我们就看见在美国，你发生了。日全食。
We saw the complete solar eclipse on August 21st in the United States.
那然后这个刚刚过的这个礼拜五，你又看到这个陨石雨哈，陨石雨。
And this past Friday, again you saw this meteor shower.
今年的特别大。
And this is especially big this year.
我们大家都没看见，因为它发生的很晚。
None of us saw it because it was very late in the night.
你要不就是很晚去睡觉你才看得见，或者很早起来一大早你也可以看得见。
Either you had gone to sleep very late at night, or you rose up extremely early in the morning, then you would have seen it.
那个整个的陨石雨发生的时间，照他的报纸上说，两三个小时。
The timing was about two to three hours, according to the news report.
每一个小时有2万到3万的这个陨石啊，从天上这样掉下来。
So according to the report, and each hour there were 20,000 to 30,000 of those meter stones dropped down.
很壮观的。
So that was supposed to be amazing. Yeah.
那么，所以，既然启示录的第六章。在第六印的时候，他讲到这些事情要发生的。
Since these things were prophesied in the book of Revelation, you know, chapter 6, and it's saying it's at the time of the sixth seal.
那我们就知道，照着这个圣经的预言来讲的话，它这是就是一个很重要的提醒。那个大而，你刚刚《使徒行传》的翻译是说。大而荣耀的日子，对吗？那么，在你如果去看原文，在约珥书的话，是大而可畏的日子。
So the translation, so these things happen. According to the Book of Acts, the translation was the great and glorious day, of the Lord.
对。
But the original translation, words in the Book of Joel was actually great and awesome things.
两个主日前，我就开始跟你们讲到。一个先知，他的名字叫西番雅。
Two Sundays ago, I told you about a prophet whose name was Zephaniah.
因为关于这个日子，普通圣经里面给他不同的名字，但基本上都是叫做 The Day of the Lord， 就是主的日子。
Because regarding this day, there were different names referred to in the Bible, but in general, it is the great and glorious day.
这个词汇。
Day of the Lord.
在旧约里头，你去查的话
，this word in the Old Testament, if you search for it，
旧约的先知，你如果去算一算，总共大概18位有记载、有记录的先知。
There were altogether 18 prophets recorded in the Old Testament。
中间有13个先知都提这件事。
13 of those 18 mention the day of the Lord.
那你想想看，如果有这么多的先知，神的灵都感动他们，说将来有一天，地球上要出现一段日子，叫做大而可畏的日子。
So if so many of those prophets were touched by the Lord's Spirit and say in the future there was going to be a period of time on earth called the great and awesome days of the Lord,
所以你就知道这个日子一定是什么。
You should know those days are extremely important. And that's why they wanted to talk about it.
所以我觉得我们现在是来到了那一个日子之前的那一个时段。
So I think we are immediately before this time period.
那我们应该好好的去看这些先知们怎么提醒我们，告诉我们应当如何预备我们自己。
We should carefully examine how those prophets told us how we should prepare ourselves for these days.
对不对？
Yeah.
啊，同意吗？
Do you agree?
如果这么多的先知都告诉我们这件事情是这么样的重要，那我们每一个在这个时代，我们也看到了这些兆头，那我们每一个人不能够就是说啊，就放在一边，你好像无所谓，不行的，你一定要take it seriously， 很重视它。
So if so many prophets told us about the importance of this event, then now we've seen these signs and wonders, we shouldn't just put it aside and disregard it. We have to pay close attention to it and take it seriously.
因为神用不同的神的仆人，在旧约就提醒我们，到新约还提醒我们。
Because God used various servants of His to remind us in the Old Testament and during the New Testament time.
对。那我们打开这个西番雅书，好吧
？Now let's turn to the book of Zephaniah.
嗯，你们恐怕还找不到，要去目录里面找一下。
You may not be able to find it, but you can look up the index.
嗯，西番雅书。
The book of Zephaniah.
嗯，两个礼拜前我跟你们讲了第一章。
Two weeks ago.I talked to you about the first chapter.
所以如果你没有听的话，请你上网把它补了听一次。
If you haven't heard of that one, please go online and make up that lesson.
对，今天我要进到第二章。
I'm going to talk about chapter 2 today.
对，请我们，你看上个礼拜第一章的时候，你就注意他在十四节特别告诉我们。
Last time when we talked about chapter 1, you wanted to review verse 14.
对，第十四节，这是上个礼拜，两个礼拜前讲的哈。
That's what we talked about 2 weeks ago.
耶和华的大日临近，临近而且甚快，乃是耶和华的日子的风声，勇士必痛痛的哭嚎。
Near is the great day of the Lord, near and coming very quickly. Listen, the day of the Lord. In it, the warrior cries out bitterly.
所以这个先知他讲到这个日子要很，如果开始启动的时候就很快了。
So the prophet said, once the day starts, it would be very fast.
对，那么我们今天看第二章的时候，我们来读头三节圣经。
So as we examine chapter 2 today, let's first read the first 3 verses.
好，我跟姐妹用中英文读哈。不知羞耻的国民呢，你们应当聚集，趁命令没有发出，日子过去如风前的糠。耶和华的烈怒未临到你们，他愤怒的日子未到已先，你们应当聚集前来。
Gather yourselves together, yes, gather, O nation without shame. Before the decree takes effect, the day passes like the chaff. Before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you.Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
好，我们姐妹已经把三节念完了，我用中文把第三节再念一次哈。 世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人啊，你们都当寻求耶和华，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。好，我想今天我们这一段交通的时间，我就集中在这一段圣经里头。
So today I will focus on these three verses.
耶和华的日子是一个有狭义的意思，也有广义的意思。
The day of the Lord has two types of meanings: one the narrow kind, and another broad type of meaning.
那个狭义的意思呢，那是指的主第二次回来的之前，地上会有一段时间。如果你去读了启示录的话，你就知道叫做七个碗，神羔羊的愤怒要倾倒在这个地球上，毁掉兽的国。
So the narrow meaning was about the period of time before the Lord's second coming, and so during that time it would be like in recorded in the book of Revelation. There was a time of the seven bowls when the Lord's wrath got poured out onto all the nations of the earth.
那个时候，基督徒已经被提在空中与主相遇。
At that time, the Christians would have been raptured to meet with the Lord in the cloud.
我们在空中与主相遇的时候，地上就要发生这个七个碗，羔羊的愤怒浇在倒在这个兽的国的上面，这是一个很可怕的日子。
As we Christians are raptured into the sky to meet with the Lord on earth, what's going to happen is that by the angels are going to prepare the seven bowls, and the wrath of the God will be poured out onto the sinful people on the nation of the beasts.
所以从这个角度来讲，我们基督徒应该很放心了啊。
So from that perspective, we Christians should be rest assured.
但是你如果去读这些圣经中讲到这个耶和华的日子的时候，你还发现一个广义的意思。
But as you read more about the Lord, day of the Lord in the Bible, you will also realize there's a broader meaning.
你在旧约里头
，In the Old Testament，
你可以知道以色列人的历史。
The history of Israelites.
从所罗门王之后，以色列分为南北两国。
From the time after the time of King Solomon, the nation of Israel was divided into the northern and southern kingdoms.
北面有十个支派叫以色列国，南面有两个支派叫犹大国。
So the 10 tribes in the northern portion are called kingdom of Israel, and the southern portion was the two tribes called the nation of Judah.
那北国以色列，一直都没有十九个王，没有一个是好王，都在那里侍奉，偶像。
None of the 19 kings of the northern kingdom of Israel was good, and they all served the idols.
神兴起先知去警告他们，他们不听。
God raised up a prophet to warn them, but they didn't listen.
那最后神就借着亚述国来把他们毁灭了。
So God raised the king of Assyria and destroyed them.
那一段历史也叫做耶和华的日子。
That part of the history was also referred to as the day of the Lord.
就是神的怒气向他的百姓发作，借着亚述国把以色列全毁了。
Because the anger of the Lord was raised against his people and wiped out all the people in the kingdom of Israel.
然后南国呢？
By the hands of Assyria.
照理说，他们看到北国遭遇这个情形，他们应该警惕自己，不要再重蹈覆辙。
The southern kingdom, by common sense, when they saw the disaster and of the northern kingdom, they should have been warned. They should have been warned and be careful and not to make the same mistakes as the northern kingdom.
是他们南国的十九个王，起码有六个还是七个好王，他们敬畏耶和华，带领全国侍奉神。
Indeed, among the 19 kings of the southern kingdom, at least 6 or 7 were good kings who actually gathered the people to worship the Lord and follow God's commandments.
但是其他的十几个王, 并没有因为北国的可怕的事情, 而得到教训, 他们仍然重蹈覆辙。
But the rest dozen kings of the southern kingdom did not follow these commandments, and they still did the same thing as the northern kingdom did, and followed, they worshipped idols.
神兴起不同的先知来警告南国。
And God also raised various prophets to warn the southern kingdom.
像我们现在看的这个西番雅这个先知就是其中之一。
Including the prophet Zephaniah, we are just reading now.
他们并没有听从耶和华的话，最后南国也亡国了。
People of Judah still did not follow God's commandment, so ended up the southern kingdom also was destroyed.
那神兴起的那个棍子修理南国的是哪一个国家呢？
So the rod of the Lord disciplined on which country of the southern kingdom?
Babylon, 对吧?
The rod was the kingdom of Babylon.
所以那个当以色列经历巴比伦王三次来击打他们, 最后亡国的时候, 那个日子也叫做耶和华的日子。
As the kingdom of Judah experienced 3 times the attacks of the Babylon, you know, that period of time was also called, referred to as the day of the Lord.
所以这是广义的来讲到耶和华的日子,是一个可怕的日子,在旧约已经发生过了。So
this is a broader meaning of the day of the Lord. So it's a great and awesome days, and those have already been mentioned in the Old Testament time.
等到了耶稣来了。
Then as Jesus appeared,
耶稣又警告犹太人,
Jesus warned the Israelites again,
他们没有悔改,
and the Jews didn't repent.
所以耶稣之后70年, 耶稣之后40年,
so 40 years after Jesus,
那也就是西历的70年,
that means it's 70 AD,
什么事情发生?
What happened?
罗马人来攻击以色列,
yeah, so the Roman Empire attacked Israel.
把耶路撒冷烧了。And
burned the entire city of Jerusalem.
那个犹太人的精神支柱大圣殿，西律改扩充的那个，用46年建好的那个第二个殿也给毁了。The
spiritual, you know, column of the Jews, the temple that was built by King Herod for using like 46 years of time, was also completely destroyed.
整个的以色列人从那一天起就四散全世界了。So
the Israelites, since that day, were spread out to various nations.
所以那个也叫做什么? 耶和华的日子。Those
days were also referred to as the days of the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 圣经里面这些例子记录非常清楚地写下来给我们做警告。
So, dear brothers and sisters, these are clear examples recorded in the Bible as a warning to us.
所以你们应该读一本书,最近就是14年出的。
So you should all read this book that was published in 2014.
那叫做 Harbinger.
Called Harbinger.
那个作者叫 Jonathan Kahn.
The author is Jonathan Kahn.
对,值得大家去读一读。
Very worth reading.
他把以色列人的这个历史
talked about the history of Israelites
跟今天美国发生的事情
in comparison with what's happening in the United States
他把它平行起来列出来讲
so he kind of described it in those events in parallel
从美国911-2001年发生的这个事情之后
starting from the events of 9/11 and afterwards
一直到 2014就是他写这本书的时候
Till 2014 when he wrote that book
他讲到九件九个大事情
He talked about 9 events
怎么样发生在以色列的身上 今天好像历史重演又发生在美国的身上
How it previously happened on the Israelites and today as if the history is repeating itself they're happening again in the people of the United States
因为这两个国家都是与神立约的国家
Because both these nations are the nations who had a covenant with God.
所以你既然与神是有约，神就照他的约来对待他的百姓。
Since you have a covenant with the Lord will hold his people accountable by those covenants.
凡爱他、敬畏他的，他要祝福他们，千代，对吧？
All those who love and honor the Lord, the Lord will bless them to a thousand generations.
但如果你们背弃耶和华，离弃他的话语，那他要追讨他们的罪，自负及子三四代。
But if you rebel and turn away from the commandments of the Lord, then the Lord will punish from father to children to three and fourth generation.
所以神既然追讨有以色列人的罪，没有放过他们。
Since the Lord did not spare the Israelites for their sins,
神今天也要追讨美国的罪。
Today the Lord will not spare the sins of the United States.
这是这本。书的作者他的重要重点是在这个地方。
That was the key of the message by that author.
那神的心永远是说盼望我们怎么样悔改。
God's heart is always for us to repent.
只要我们肯悔改，神的恩典永远会赦免我们。
As long as we're willing to repent, God's grace will always forgive us.
只怕我们是应着景象的百姓，不见棺材不掉泪啊。
So the only thing that's if we are stiff-necked people and we don't refuse to repent, then we will see our consequences.
所以这个是神兴起这个弟兄，他也神用他在 Congress 讲过道，在inauguration 就是美国总统就职的时候，他也被请去讲道。他就是很不客气的把神的话，就像美国的这些大头们，要他们悔改。
So God raised this brother. He actually was preaching to the Congress once, and he also was invited to the presidential inauguration ceremony. And he actually openly talked about God's messages to ask U.S. to repent.
所以我觉得我们所处的时间是一个历史的时刻。
So I think the time that we're in is a historical moment.
那我们就不能够叫掉以轻心，我们觉得哎呀每天都一样的啦，反正就是这么回事。不是的，我们在的时间不是跟以前一样，完全不一样。
We cannot take it lightly and thinking, oh, it's nothing, we can just live our day just as before. No, brothers and sisters,
你能不能想象
it's a different day, all the different
你能不能想象一群基督徒礼拜天早上在一起聚会，外面的人拿个枪进来把26个人通通干掉。
Can you imagine such things like, you know, when we're gathering and to worship God on Sunday and then somebody came from outside and used a gun to shoot and kill 26 people?
对不对？另外有二十几个人受伤。
And another 20-something people were injured.
这是匪夷所思的事情，可是今天在美国发生了。
This is unbelievable, but it did happen on the land of the United States.
那意思就是说
That's telling us
神向他的教会发出很强烈的警告。
God is giving a serious warning to his churches.
不要以为我们是基督徒，我们就不会受到撒旦的攻击。
Do not think that you are Christians and you would not be attacked by Satan.
不要以为这是一个基督教立国的国家，所以神就永远祝福这个国家。这个是错误的概念。
Do not think that this country was founded on Christian doctrines so that God would forever bless this land.
犹太人一直有一个错误的概念，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，所以上帝因为祝福亚伯拉罕，所以一定要祝福我们，也没有这回事的。
See, the Jews always had this misconception that because we are the children of Abraham and God promised to bless Abraham and his descendants, so God will surely bless us all the time. That's not true.
对。如果我们没有照着他的话来侍奉神，来跟随他的话，我们违背他的话，神就要审判你。
If we don't follow God's commandment and walk on His path, God will judge.
所以我们刚刚读的第二章，这是头三节圣经。
So the first three verses we just read of the chapter 2 of Zephaniah.
你看到他。这个未到之前 这一句话
You see the word before the decree takes effect
未到以前讲了三次
So before there, it was mentioned three times
看得出来吗
Can you see that?
第一节他说，不知羞耻的国民啊，你们应当聚集，趁命令没有发出。
So the first verse, gather yourselves together, yes, gather, O nation, without shame, before the decree takes effect.
下半节，他发怒的日子未到已先。
On the second half of the second verse, before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you.
到了第二节。
And verse 2 again.
他说，不知羞耻的国民啊，趁命令没有发出，他发怒的日子未到之前。那如果看英文的话，它这个 before 三次。
And the third before was before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you.
所以这个是短短的这几句话，一直先知的用的语气就是说，现在在这个事情还没有发生之前，还有这么一段的机会，趁着这个事情还没有来到，你们要注意了。
In these short verses, the prophet was urging people to notice.Before these events occur, there is still a very short period of time. You got to pay attention.
那么，那你要注意哪些事情呢？
So what do you need to pay attention?
那今天我要抓的三个点来跟大家讲。
I wanted to raise three key points to you.
就是第三节。
Look at verse 3.
世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人呐，你们都当寻求耶和华。当寻求公义谦卑，或者在耶和华发怒的日子，可以隐藏起来。
Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out His ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
所以第一个点我要提出来的是什么呢？
So the first point I want to mention is
就是他讲两次。
Which the prophet mentioned twice.
你们应当聚集。
Gather yourselves together.
讲两次。
Twice, he repeated this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
基督徒的聚会在神的眼中怎么看？
What does God view the gatherings of the Christians?
我们先不问神怎么看，我们先问你怎么看。
Before we ask what God looks at it, views it, what do you think of it? How do you view it?
你认为我们这些基督徒这样聚集，礼拜天早上在这边聚集，你怎么看？你认为这件事情是high priority 还是 low priority?
What do you view about the gatherings as we gather every Sunday morning to worship God? Do you view this as a high priority or a low priority?
因为在你决定你事情的优先顺序的次序上。是你把它摆在最高的优先呢，还是有空再说，放在最低的优先，优后应该说，不是优先呢？
As you decide on the priority of various life events, are you placing this gathering, a Christian gathering, as the high priority on the list, or do you think, oh, I'll do it if I have time?
今天我们基督徒看聚会这件事情，常常是认为。我有时间，我有空，我就去。
Many Christians would view this issue of gathering with this attitude that if I have time, then I would go.
如果我今天情绪好，我就去。
If I'm in a good mood, then I would go.
今天我没有咳嗽，没有伤风，我就去。
If I'm not coughing and I don't have a cold, then I would go.
对吧？如果还有呢，今天如果讲员讲得好，我知道是某某人做讲员，那我就去。
Oh, if it's a good speaker, I know it's so and so, then I would go.
对吧？那所以我们都有一些考虑的事情。我们这是从我们人自己的观点来看这件事情，你自己来选去还是不去。
We all have these various considerations from the human being's perspective to decide whether I'm going or not.
两个主日前，我记得不错的话，我们这里在下大雪。
Two Sundays ago, if I remember correctly, it was actually snowing.
对吧？我们礼拜六、礼拜天都在下雪。
And it snowed on both Saturday and Sunday.
这里好像只有一点点，稍微高一点的山上都是很我们家住的那边就是差不多一寸半的雪。
Of course, there was very little snow here, but the place with a little bit higher altitude, actually, like where I live, rather from you.Had more snow, like an inch and a half.
对吧？那如果我要懒的话，我说今天下雪不去了，算了。
If I'm lazy, I'd say, oh, it snows, so I'm not going.
所以我们如果照人的标准来看的时候，常常对聚会这件事情，我们就用了很多很多的这些不同的标准，你来选我去还是不去。
By human standards, we all have various considerations to decide whether I'm going or not to the gatherings.
但是这里，当我们读这一第三节的时候，神的话是说，你们应当聚集。
But as we read the verses here, God's word tells us you need to gather. Gather yourselves together.
讲两次。
Twice.
对吧？
Yes, gather.
想想看，新约有没有哪一句话讲聚会？
Think about which verse in the New Testament talks about gathering.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
十章。
Ten.
二十五节。
25.
我们打开来。
Let's turn to that verse.
这是新约很清楚神怎么看我们的聚会。
This is a verse clearly states how God views our gatherings.
希伯来书十章二十五节。
Hebrews 10:25.
找到没有？
Have you found it?
我要大家都找出来，因为这句话太重要了。
Let's all find that verse because it's so very important.
因为你看看你的邻居，如果翻不到，你帮他一忙，翻开来，一定要看啊！这句话一定要看。
If anybody sitting next to you cannot find that verse, please help that person to find it because it's so important. I want everyone to find it.
对，这是神对今天新约的基督徒是怎么说的，关于聚会。
This is what God speaks to the New Testament believers regarding gathering.
找到了。
Have you found it?
找到的举手。
Raise your hand when you.
还有好多人还没有举手嘞。
We have quite a few who haven't found it.
赶快帮忙一下。
Let's help each other.
这是很重要的一节圣经。
It's an extremely important verse.
今天这篇讲到你通通忘记了，你这节圣经不要忘记，千万要记住。
If you forget everything else that I preached this morning, please do remember this verse.
这是非常重要的一句话。
This is extremely important.
找到了，我们一起念好吗？
Let's read together when we find it.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。好喽，这句话怎么说的？
What does it say?
聚会从神的眼光来讲。是 optional 呢，还是 no option?
In God's view, is the gathering optional or not?
啊？这不是由得你高兴去，不高兴就不去，由不得你的。
It's not up to you whether I want to go. If I feel like going, I'm going. If I don't feel like going, I'm not going.
对不对？
Is that right?
这里的这句话说得很清楚。
It's clearly stated here.
不可停止。聚会，这是命令。
Not forsaking your own assembling together. This is a commandment.
命令的意思就是说，你感觉好，你听；你感觉不好呢，你也得听。
Commandment means no matter how you feel about it, you gotta follow.
对，这跟你的感觉一点关系都没有。
Has nothing to do with how you feel about it.
就是说，聚会这件事情，从神的眼光来看，这是每一个基督徒怎么样？必须执行的。
Gathering is something each Christian has to do, must do.
这是我们每一个基督徒的责任。
This is our responsibility as a Christian.
为什么？
Why?
因为神喜欢。
Because God is pleased with it.
神对我们说过一句很，对我们每一个人说过一句话，不知道你记不记得？
God spoke something to each one of us. I don't know if you remember.
地上只要有两三个人奉我的名聚集，下面一句说什么？
For as long as two or three people gather on the earth, what's the next portion?
我就与你们同在啊。
I will be with you.
你能不能对你的好朋友说，只要有两三个人你们聚集，我一定来，不一定吧？你看他是什么人物？
Can you say to your good friends that whenever you have two or three gathered together, I will be there?Not necessarily. I doubt that because it depends on who that person is, right?
但是主耶稣是说，只要你们两三个人奉我的名聚集的话，我一定到。
But Jesus said, for as long as there are two or three people of you gather together in my name, I will be with you.
所以你就知道神对这个聚会是非常重视的。
So you know that God really takes it seriously about the assembly and gathering.
He
likes it that we gather together.
干嘛? 我们来寻求神。
To seek him.
我们来读他的话,
to read his words.
我们来赞美他,
to praise him.
我们一起来歌颂, 荣耀他,
to glorify him.
这是他最高兴的事情。
This is what pleases God the most.
所以如果你能够从神的角度来看的时候, 你我就刚刚的我讲我们自己从人的角度来看每一个聚会的时候, 你就要知道我们常常要向神认罪悔改了。
I just mentioned that if we just view this gathering events from the human's perspective, we know we needed to repent to God.
哎,不来聚会很爽的, 你可以好像开小差一样, 今天又溜掉了。
You know, actually not skipping a gathering sometimes feels good because you feel like as if I'm like taking a free time. You know?
那是自私的想法。
That's actually a selfish thought.
你必须学习从神的心里面, 他怎么想的。
You got to think about from God, approach this issue from God's perspective.
我昨天晚上从加州回来。
I just returned from California last night.
因为有人知道我去干嘛了。
Do you know why I went there?
我去看孙子去了。
I went to see my grandson.
他住在 San Jose, 我们见面的日子很少。
They live in San Jose, so we don't see them very often.
那这次是我们全家都去了。So
this time we all went.
那个感觉是不一样的。It
really feels differently.
你看你自己的孙子跟看别人的孙子是不一样的。
You look at your own grandson, it feels totally different when you see other grandsons.
所以你们懂的人就会有会心的微笑，不懂的人不知道他在讲什么。
So those of you who know, you will understand what I'm saying. Those of you, you don't.
你很乐意跟他在一起，因为他是你的血肉嘛。
You really want to spend time with him because he's your blood.
神就是这么看我们的。
And God views us, sees us just like that.
而且有过之而无不及。
And more so.
对吧? 小把戏看到我们, 跟我们看他是两码子事情。
Well, the little one sees me is entirely different from how I see him.
这个说不清楚。
It's a whole different story. I can't get into it.
总而言之, 我只是用这些人与人之间的关系来比喻我们与神之间的关系。In
short, I'm just using this human relationship as an example to illustrate the relationship between God and us.
所以你在这里看到先知就很清楚地提醒我们,你们要聚在一起。So
the prophet clearly reminds us here, you ought to gather.
而且他说,你那些停止惯了的人, 倒要彼此劝勉, 他后面给一个理由。
And it also says, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And then he gave a reasoning.
什么是他给的理由呢?
What was the reason?
既知道那日子临近, 就更当如此。
And all the more, as you see the day drawing near.
什么日子?
What was the day?
啊? 你可以说 the day of the Lord.
You can say it's the day of the Lord.
你也可以说是 the second coming. 对不对? 不管你是讲第二次耶稣第二次来也好,或者指的那一个大而可畏的日子也好, 总而言之,那个日子是一起的,临近了,对吧?
Whether you want to refer to that day as the day of the Lord or Jesus' second coming, regardless, they're very close together, and that day is drawing near.
因为那个日子近了, 你们一定要在一起聚集。
Because the day is drawing near, you ought to gather.
为什么?
Why?
因为很简单。
Very simple.
越到这个最后这一段路, 日子就越容易还是越艰难? 越艰难。
The closer we are to that day,
你孤单的一个人,
is it harder or more difficult?
在这个危险的时代里头, 你要做基督徒是非常困难的。
It's very hard for a person to be a Christian during that difficult time.
你如果没有聚在一起, 靠神的力量 来向前走，我们会灰心的，我们会退后的。
If you don't gather by God's strength and power, we would be discouraged. We would go back. We would shrink back.
撒旦想尽方法就把我们打散，让我们聚不成。
Satan uses all kinds of schemes to disperse us and so that we won't gather.
给我们一大堆的理由，我们可以说，哎呀，今天情绪不好了，今天下雨了，下雪了。我们有一千个理由可以说我们今天不聚了。
He gives us all sorts of reasons and excuses, like I'm in a bad mood, I'm not feeling well, it's snowing, it's raining. We have thousands of reasons for not gathering.
我们都有这种经验的。
We'll have that experience.
我也有，我相信我们姐妹也有。
I have that, and I'm sure I have that too.
我们人人都有。
I think every one of us have those kind of excuses.
现在在这里，主的话说，你要怎么样？鼓励一下。
But God said, encourage one another.
倒要彼此劝勉，让我们不要停止聚会。
But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day.
这个聚会。是神在我们中间向我们施恩典的机会。
So the gathering and assembly is a time that God gives us grace.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，这是第一个点。
This is the first point.
第二个点。
The second point.
他说，谦卑的人啊，第三节的第一句话，世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人啊。
See.Seek all you humble of the earth who have carried out his ordinances, as in verse 3.
这是很有意思。前面第一节第一句话是说不知羞耻的人啊。
This is very interesting because the first verse actually says, O nation without shame.
看到没有？不知羞耻的国民啊，就是这个时代会到一个地步，人都不要脸了。
You know, it says, O nation without shame. So the time has come in a time that people just have no shame.
你知道这几天，我们美国出了什么丑闻吗？
You know what terrible news came out and scandal?
有一个伟大的 senator,
a great senator,
趁着一个女的在睡觉，他就去抓他们的那个，我就不讲了。
He actually, was a,from sexual assault as a woman was sleeping.
你有没有看到那张相片？
Did you see that picture?
你们不要，就是这个时候你看的那种相片，那个人还说，哎呀，我是只是犯而已。其实这件事情是多么羞耻的一件事情，他当时还认为是很好玩的事情。这是我们的 senator。
And that senator actually said, oh, I was just, it was just for fun. And this was such a shameful thing to do. And he actually said it was, he thought it was just for fun.
真的叫做不知羞耻的国民。
It's really now like people without shame.
今天圣经曾经说过，人会到一个时代，把羞耻当作荣耀。
So now people have come to, we have come to a time where when people will consider shameful things as actually glory.
对，我两个拜前应该给你们解释过，圣经中有一个很难翻译的一个字，英文叫做 apostasy.
I think two Sundays ago I explained to you a very difficult word in the Bible to translate. In English it's called apostasy.
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 对。那么中文在我们中文圣经翻译成叫离道反教，这是中文圣经翻译。
Apostasy translated in Chinese it means like leaving the truth and rebel against the.
那有一天我就听到这个 Jonathan Cain 这个拉比他解释，他其实这个字的意思是就是原来是这个，明明是这个意思，他把它曲解成另外一个意思，就把它整个这个字的定义全部改掉了。
So one day I heard the rabbi
Jonathan Cain
explaining this word apostasy. He said it actually the original meaning of that word is you misconstrue the definition of a word.
对，羞耻他把它解释成荣耀。
they explained, they interpret the word like shame as glory.
婚姻, 他把它变了。 男跟男也可以结婚，女跟女也可以结婚，这是把原来结婚的定义给你改掉了。
And like an example of a definition, changing the definition of marriage, originally it's supposed to be between a man and woman, and now it's turned into between men and men and women and women.
对吧？现在男不是男，女也不是女，男男女女不搞不清楚了。
So now man is not man and woman is not woman, so you are confused as who a man is and what. Whether a person is a man or a woman.
这是仇敌到最后一段路的时候，他要改变所有的事情，通通给你改掉了。That's
what the enemy is doing in the end time, just altering all sorts of things and definitions.
我们的孩子，他们今天在学校所受到的教育，就是真理不明的时代。The
education that our children receive from schools these days are really very confused in the truth.
所以我们所有做父母亲，你有孩子在学校上学的。
So all those parents who have children in school.
你一定要注意他们学校老师到底教什么东西。
You gotta pay attention to what the teachers in the schools are teaching.
你一定要做一个父母亲，你有一个责任要把圣经中的真理讲给你的孩子听。
As a parent, you have the responsibility to explain the truth in the Bible to your children.
对，只有神讲的东西才叫做真理，不改变的。Only
God's words are truth.
学校老师教的东西都是相对的，他不是讲那个绝对的真理，他只是讲今天整个社会是这样的认为，所以这就是对的。他是用这个方法来，定义很多的最基本的观念。
Well, the teachers teach at schools are forever changing. They're just telling the students what the majority of the people are viewing this event in this time.
所以那都是相对,
it's all relative.
那我们要教孩子就是绝对的, 圣经中的什么是是, 什么是非, 神怎么说才算数, 人怎么说不算数的。
What we need to teach our children is the absolute truth. And in the Bible, God talks about yes for yes and no for no, and it never changes.
当人把神丢掉的时候,
when we forsake God,
那什么都是相对的,
everything is relative.
就没有叫做绝对的,
there's no more absolute truth.
那教会是为真理做见证,
but the churches are to bear witness or a testimony for truth.
如果教会不能够为真理做见证, 这个教会已经失去存在的意义。
If the church cannot testify for the truth, then there is no point for its existence.
所以他就说到谦卑的人啊, 什么意思?
So this verse 3 in Zephaniah 2 says, the all you humble of the earth. What does it mean?
那他这一句话的上面是说, 世上遵守耶和华典章的人, 这些人称为谦卑的人。
It says, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out his ordinances.
那么我就想到新约。
So it reminds me of something in the New Testament.
新约主耶稣怎么讲谦卑?
What does Jesus talk about humility?
你看马太福音11章。
Let's look at Matthew 11.
29节。
Matthew 11, 29.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
马太,
11:29。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，削我的杖石，这样你们心里就必得享安息。Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
所以当主耶稣讲到谦卑的时候，他是讲到他自己。
So when Jesus referred to humility, he was talking about himself.
主耶稣说,我的心柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and humble.
然后他对他的门徒说,你们要负我的轭,学我的样式。 也就是说,今天我们这些人本来是根本只有骄傲,我们从来在我们的生命中没有什么叫做谦卑,我们是人比人气死人。
he told his disciples to take your yoke upon you and learn from me. So today, I mean, all of us are proud, and there's no humility among us. And when we compare with others, it's really very disappointing.
能被人气死人。
Yeah, it's disappointing to the point of death. You just don't want to live anymore.
对不对? 都是你比我，我比你嘛。
Yeah, we compare to each other.
对吧? 我们这一代上一代人比来比去，下一代人也照样比来比去嘛。
Our previous generations compared with one another.
我们就想比人强。
Our next generation does the same because we want to be better than the others.
对，这是人的本性。
That's human nature.
但是主耶稣在这里说，我跟你们不一样，我的心柔和谦卑。
But Jesus said, I'm different from you. I am gentle and humble.
那他有一个行动来证明的，当然他有好多行动证明，但我举一个很突出的一个例子。
Of course, his words were supported by his actions. There, he has many actions, but I'm giving you just one example.
他是王，对吧?
He's the king, right?
可是当这个王进耶路撒冷有一天,
but as a king entered Jerusalem one day,
我们想到地上的王，他要进他的大君王的城。 他是怎么进去的?
So imagine a earthly king as he enters his kingdom's capital city. What would he do?
Caesar 要进他的罗马, 他怎么进的?
When Caesar entered the city of Rome, what
拿破仑,
did he do?
拿破仑要进他的巴黎, 他怎么进的?
How did Napoleon enter Paris?
对不对? 毛泽东要进他的北京, 他怎么进的?
How did Mao Zedong enter Beijing?
世界上这些君王要进他的大臣, 他绝对不会骑一个驴子进去的。
All these earthly kings, as they enter their capital city, they would never ride on a donkey.
不可能的, 但是我们的主耶稣进他的耶路撒冷, 是骑在一个小驴驹的上面进他的城。
But our Jesus Christ entered his kingdom, the capital city of his kingdom, Jerusalem, on a colt.
马太福音21章这样说,
and Matthew 21 says,
第五节,
Matthew 21:5.
要对西安的居民说, 看啊, 你的王来到你这里, 是温柔的, 骑着驴, 就是骑着驴驹子。
Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.
所以这些你就可以看得出来, 主耶稣说, 我的心柔和谦卑, 这是基督的生命, 基督的灵。
So this allows you to see, Jesus said, I am gentle and humble. This is the life and the spirit of Jesus.
主要我们负他的轭来学他的样子。
The Lord wants us to take his yoke and learn from him.
所以这个是第二个点，就是说在今天这个时代，
So this is the second point. In 大家, this age,
大家都没有标准了，都是以羞耻为荣耀的时候，
there is no longer a standard and people count
他说,
shame as glory.
我们要聚在一起， 我们要来学习基督的谦卑。
And it says we need to gather. We need to learn about the humility from the Lord.
这个是第二个重点。
This is the second key.
我们跟这个世界不一样。
We are different from this world.
主给我们的生命是他的生命，对吧？
The life our Lord gives to us is his life.
最后一个点。
The last point.
他说，你们要寻求耶和华。
You gotta seek the Lord.
对不对？ 你们都当寻求耶和华。
You all should seek the Lord.
那我们来看 几节圣经讲到寻求耶和华。
Let's read a few scripture verses regarding seeking Jesus.
对，在这本这个我还是想到主耶稣自己。
I still think of Jesus himself.
主怎么样教导他的门徒，关于我们的追求？
How did Jesus teach his disciples about their aspirations?
你记得登山宝训？
You remember the sermons on the mount?
对吧？ 在第六章三十三节
Matthew 6
对
33
三十三节六章三十三节我们你注意中文跟英文的翻译略有不同
Matthew 6:33 pay attention that the Chinese and English translations are slightly different
对我们中文的翻译说你们要先求他的国和他的义这些东西都要加给你们了
So the Chinese translation says you need to seek first his kingdom and then these other things will be added to you
对这是英文的翻译那么我们中文的感觉就是要先求他的国和他的义但是他这里英文他说 seek first就是说 你第一个求你要求什么第一个求
So these translations are basically when it says seek first so what does that mean what is the first thing you seek
就是说我们祷告我们都会求很多东西的了
You know when we pray for many things
对不对你早上起来你怎么祷告啊
How do you pray when you get up in the morning
哦主啊求你给我平安
Lord bless me with peace today
主求你让我今天考试能够一百分
Lord please give me score 100 on my exam today
对吧不管我们每天都有不同的需要所以我们祷告基本上都是正好求你保守我不管你要去考驾照你要学校考试等等等等反正我们就为一大堆事情我们会祷告的
We have various needs every day so we usually just pray for these things like getting my driver's license or pass my exam.
但是主耶稣说什么呢?
But what does Jesus say?
Seek first, 就是说你要寻求第一件事是什么?
It says seek first, meaning the first thing that you seek is
神要我们祷告的是他的国与他的义对吧
God wants to, us to pray about his kingdom and his righteousness first
但是你要听听我们自己祷告有个录音机把它录下来的话
So if we had a tape recorder to record our daily prayers
我们他的国与他的义都是最后可能都忘掉了如果你想起来也都放在最后哦，对不起耶稣啊也我也求你的国也求你的义哦
His kingdom and his righteousness might be placed last or sometimes even forgotten and then finally you realize or say, oh God, by the way, I also need to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, huh?
我们就 pay lip service.
So we're only paying lip service.
所以这就是我们在神面前的那个短缺的那个问题。
That's why we fall short of it.
现在神就告诉我们第一我们要聚集在一起
So now God tells us First we need to gather
第二我们要像他的儿子耶稣基督那样一个谦卑的灵在神面前
Second we need to have a humble spirit before the Lord Just like his son Jesus Christ
第三你要求他的国与他的义
third,
这是放在第一优先的事
And the third we need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness And that's the first priority
因为这是神要给我们的
Because that's what the Lord gives us.
那问题是你看中了没有？你懂不懂这个宝贵性？神要我们求这个事。
But are you valuing it? And do you understand the preciousness of that?
好，那我就引用一下别的旧约的其他的圣经，要讲同样一个点。
So now let me quote a few other verses in the Old Testament.
在历代志下第七章十四节有这样一段话。
So in Chronicles, Second Chronicles 7:14 it says,
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
And my people who are called by my name, if my people called by my name humble their names and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin.And will heal their land.
这是历代志下第七章十四节。
Second Chronicles 7:14.
然后同样这本书到了十五章第四节的时候。
And the same book, Second Chronicles 15:4.
他说，他们在极难的时候归向耶和华以色列的神，寻求他，他就被他们寻见。
But in their distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought him.And he let them find him.
也就是神在旧约的时候对他的百姓是这么说的。
So in other words, in the Old Testament, God said to his people,
他们偏离了神。
Yes, you deviated from me.
他们犯罪得罪了神。
You sinned and, against me.
但是神并没有说你们没有机会再回来了。
But Lord didn't say you no longer have any opportunities to turn
back. 你们只要转回寻求我。
He said, as long as you turn back and seek me,
我就被你们寻见。
I will let you find me.
神不是很远，就在你们的旁边。
God is not far away. He's right beside us.
所以我们中国话不是有一句话说，远在天边，近在眼前吗？
So Chinese has a saying that it seems like it's far away at the end of the earth, but actually it's right next to you.
神没有不是离开很远很远在天边，不是的，神就在我们的旁边。
So God is not far away and untouchable. He's right next to us.
我们跟神之间的关系就是一念之间，你只要转，把你的心向他一转，你就回到他面前了。
Our relationship with our God is just in between that one thought.
你不需要跑到西藏，磕一个头爬上去。不需要这样找神的。
As long as you turn your thought toward God, He's right there. We don't need to be like the Tibetan monks and you have to climb each steps into the mountaintop in order to find God.
好，我最后我们一起读一段圣经，我们就结束了。
We'll close with a scripture.
耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah 29.
好，耶利米书二十九章。十一节到十三节。
Jeremiah 29:11-13。
我这个点还是在这一个重点上，就是寻求他。
So the key is still about seeking. Seek.
什么叫做寻求
？What does it mean?
好
，seek。
找到没有？耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah 29.
十一节到十三节。
11-13。
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Then you willCall upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
你看看神是不是那么的屈就我们
？How God is bending Himself to reach out to us.
这个时候的犹太人是根本硬着心离弃神。
At that time, Israelites were hardened; they have hardened their heart to forsake God.
但是神还是好言相劝，只要你们肯回头，我就被你们寻找到。
But God was so kind to them and said to them, "As long as you repent and turn back to me, I will let you find me."
所以先知叫我们一定要聚集在一起。
So that's why the prophets want us to gather.
因为当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们一起来寻求他。
For as we gather, we can seek the Lord together.
神就要向我们施恩。
And He will give His grace to us.
他不是要咒诅我们，他乃是要祝福我们。
He does not want to harm us, but He wants to bless us.
但是是有条件的，不是没有条件的。
But there is a condition.
对吧？我们有时候讲神，我们常常说神的爱是没有条件的。在某一个意义上，你可以这样解释，可以这样解释。
We often say God's love is unconditional. You know, to certain sense, you can explain that way. You can interpret it that way.
但是你如果好好的去思想。神爱我们，如果我们一直背逆他，不听他，离弃他。
But if you think carefully, God loves us. But if we continue to forsake Him and not listening to Him and refuse to follow His commandments,
那神的咒诅还是会临到的。
God's curse will come.
对不对？神对以色列人的历史就说明，一面你看到神是有慈悲、有怜悯、爱他的百姓，一点问题都没有。
The history of the Israelites clearly demonstrates that on the one hand, God loves his people and has great mercy towards them.
但是神要我们转向他的时候，我们没有，我们不听他的，我们仍然去侍奉偶像，仍然不要神。那请问，神能够说，好吧，那就算了，你们该怎么样，我也不管了。不是的，神还是要管到底的。
On the other hand, if when God wants us to turn toward Him, but we rebel and turn away and continue to follow idols and worship idols and do other things and forsaking God's commandment, would God just let us be and not discipline us? No, God will discipline us.
所以我们注意这个先知，他说第三节，我们还是回到我们的主题圣经。他说：“世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人呐、啊，你们都当寻求耶和华，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在耶和华发怒的日子，可以隐藏起来。”
Now let us turn back to our key verses. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out His ordinances. Seek righteousness.Seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
这位先知的名字叫西番雅。
The name of this prophet is Zephaniah.
懂这个圣经原文的人告诉我们，这个西番雅这个名字的意思就是隐藏。
The Hebrew meaning of the name Zephaniah is hidden.
对，所以神要把我们藏在他里头。
God wants to hide us in Him.
诗篇二十七篇第五节。
Psalm 27:5 says,
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
For in the day of trouble, He will conceal me in His tabernacle. In the secret place of His tent, He will hide me.
还有一个
He will lift me up on a rock.
对，在这里中文圣经这个诗篇二十七篇第五节的时候，我们中文是在他的亭子里。你听英文的翻译。
So, there's a little bit differences in the translation. You know, like in the English translation, it says he can see me in his tabernacle.
对，不是一个亭子，是神
的
会幕里。
Just a, not just the usual covering, it's actually his tabernacle.
对，所以我们聚会聚在一起的时候，我们就是在他的 tabernacle, 他的会幕里了。
So when we gather, we are concealed in his tabernacle.
他就把我们藏在他里头。
He hides us.
对不对？那我们就可以躲过了那个。后面的那个神的愤怒。
So we'd be protected against the Lord's anger.
这就是隐藏这节圣经的隐藏起来的意思。
So that's the meaning of this word hiding.
好，我把这个三节圣经西番雅它的重点，起码今天跟大家讲了一次。
So I have explained to you.The meaning of the three key verses of a second chapter of Zephaniah.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we so thank you.
所有的兆头都告诉我们，那个大而可畏的日子近了。
All the signs are telling us that the day of the great and the awesome day, the day of the great and awesome day is drawing near.
你要我们预备好。
You want us to be prepared.
你不要我们跟世人是一样的。糊里糊涂的过日子。
You don't want us to be ignorant like these earthly people.
世界的人为所欲为。
All the earthly people do whatever they want.
把羞耻当作荣耀。
They deem shame as glory.
得罪神。
They sin against the Lord.
主，今天求你救我们脱离这样的一个危险的时代。
Lord, may you save us from this dangerous world.
你要我们聚集在你自己的里面。
You want us to assemble in you.
你要我们寻求你。
You want us to seek you.
你就让我们 寻见。
And you will let us find you.
你要我们藏在你自己的家里。
You want us to be hidden in your household.
主啊，求你帮助我们每一个基督徒。
Lord, may you help each one of us.
让好好的思想你的话。
Let us meditate upon your words.
虽然听了。
Even after we listen.
但是离我们的心可能还有一段距离。
There might still be some distances from our hearts.
求你继续把你的话刻在我们的心板上。
Lord, may you continue to engrave your words on the tablets of our hearts.
让我们做一个敬畏耶和华的人。
Let us become a person who fears the Lord.
求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.